Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Thank you for joining us. Well, the Buffett rule is taking center stage in Washington today, although is it really going anywhere? And with all the complexity of our tax system, is it really clear who's paying how much when it's all said and done? Well, to talk about all that, I'm joined by Steve Wamoff, the legislative director at Citizens for Tax Justice, which is a liberal lobbying arm of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, which is a research group. Steve, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
So tomorrow is the tax filing deadline. Have you filed your own taxes at this point?
I have.
You don't wait till the very last minute.
Nah.
So, okay, President Obama says that our current tax system lets those who are wealthy pay a lower tax rate than the middle class, and that needs to change. The Buffett rule would set a minimum 30% tax on millionaires and billionaires, although aren't they likely to find a way to work around it anyway?
Well, not necessarily. You know, we have looked at the data on what wealthy people and people at all income groups actually pay in taxes as a percentage of their income, and we found that the tax system really as it is just barely progressive right now. For the most part, you know, most wealthy people do pay a little bit more than other people as a percentage of their income in taxes, but there is this group of millionaires that has been able to pay a lot less because they get most of their income from investments, and currently our system taxes investment income at lower tax rates than the taxes income that you and I get from work.
But why make the wealthiest pay more? Why not make the middle class pay a little bit less?
Well, I guess for a couple of reasons. One, I think everybody recognizes that we do have a budget deficit that is a long-term fiscal problem that we eventually do need to take care of. And there will be a lot of different things that Congress is going to have to do. There will be some spending cuts. There'll be some provisions to increase revenue. There are a lot of different reforms that are needed, but at least part of that has to do with getting more tax revenue rather than reducing the amount of tax revenue we get.
Well, how about the fact that almost half of Americans pay no federal individual income tax at all? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, the problem is that everybody's focusing on the federal personal income tax. When they say that, the federal personal income tax is actually just one of the many taxes that people pay. So even if somebody does not have a high enough income to owe any personal income tax, they are paying other types of taxes. They are paying other federal taxes, like the federal payroll taxes. They're paying state and local taxes. And most of these other taxes are actually regressive, meaning they take a larger share of income from a lower-income family than they do from a higher-income family. And a lot of the people who don't have high enough income to owe any federal income taxes, you know, a lot of these people are working people. They're people who, because they work, their wages are subject to the payroll taxes, so they're paying those taxes. They're mm-hmm. also paying other types of taxes like the state sales taxes and, you know, state property taxes, and it's really impossible to live in America and completely get out of paying any kind of tax.
Right. Well, it seems like the taxes are endless. I'm talking to Steve Wamoff. He's the legislative director at Citizens for Tax Justice. So when we talk about who's going to be impacted by the Buffett rule, wouldn't that include small business owners who may have a high income but are sometimes just barely trying to keep their business afloat?
Well, no. I mean, we're talking about when we talk about the income that is subject to tax, we're talking about what if you are a business person, we're talking about what you have left over after you've already paid all the expenses for your business. So you have to have, you know, after you've already paid your employees and your expenses, you have to have income over $1 million that's just for you to live on before the Buffett rule could possibly have anything to do with you. And the other thing to remember is that, you know, when we think of someone who's a business owner, we're thinking of people who, you know, own a store or they own some kind of shop or they own some sort of business and they're actively involved in it and they're getting income from that. That type of income is taxed at ordinary tax rates, meaning it's just taxed like, you know, whether they made that income from wages or whatever, it's taxed at those ordinary tax rates. The Buffett rule really has more to do with the people who are really rich, who are living off of their investments, who are living off of investment income like capital gains, dividends, things like that, the types of income that are taxed at lower rates. Those are the people who the Buffett rule would really affect, people who are, just have a business. Typically.
Right. What about, though, the sheer complexity of our tax code? When people say it's time to throw this thing out and replace it with a far simpler system, do you think that is a good idea?
Well, certainly. We could have a comprehensive tax reform that would make the system a lot simpler and a lot fairer. One of the things that we often talk about is simply ending all tax preferences for investment income, so that all types of income are taxed the same way. That was a major part of the reform that President Reagan signed into law. And we actually think that is a good idea and that we should get back to that.
Well, would that mean a lower tax rate across the board?
Not necessarily. You wouldn't have to do it that way necessarily. You could say, you could choose to have the tax rate wherever you want to set it and then say that all income should be taxed at the same rates, so that we don't have lower rates for one type of income versus how we tax another type of income.
Don't you think Americans, though, are paying too much in taxes already, and that really it's a matter of reducing the waste and spending that we see in our government?
Well, first of all, of course, there has to be some waste in the government. There's waste in any large entity. There's also waste in the tax code itself. There are certain ways in which the government subsidizes people or businesses, but the subsidies come in the form of tax breaks, and some of those tax breaks are things that we need to get rid of also. Certain tax breaks for certain businesses for doing things that they would do anyway. In terms of whether or not the U.S. overall is overtaxed, what I would point out is that compared to other industrialized countries, the U.S. is actually undertaxed. If you compare the United States to the other industrial countries that are our trade partners and the countries that we compete with, you find that most of those countries collect a lot more tax revenue as a percentage of their economy, as a percentage of their economic output.
Well, what about the fact that we do have officially the highest corporate tax rate in the world, even with all the loopholes that we hear so much about? Isn't that a distinction that we definitely do not want to have?
Well, that's actually not true. When you factor in all of the different loopholes that corporations get, the corporate tax is actually not that high. So, most big profitable corporations are not paying anything near the official 35% rate. They're not actually paying 35% of their profits in taxes. We studied a lot of the big Fortune 500 corporations that were profitable for 3 years in a row, and we found that on average they paid about 18.5% of their profits in corporate income taxes over the 3 years that we looked at.
Just about 20 seconds left, but if you could, Steve, tell me, the Buffett rule, just pretty much politics here, it's not going anywhere, is it?
Well, clearly right now there's a minority in the Senate that will block the Buffett rule because they're opposed to basically any revenue increase and anything that gets us closer to tax fairness and tax reform. But I think ultimately the Buffett rule is really a small step towards the larger reforms that Congress is going to have to enact.
Steve Wamhoff, Legislative Director at Citizens for Tax Justice. Steve, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.